Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amabes. Let us start with the two dots. Again, a lot to talk about here on the end of yesterday's daf, Samach Amabes. Vayis'aved David Vayomer. So, we're going into the last section here at Perek Akonis, where the Gemara discussed Hasholach HaSabeirot, sending the halachas of Eish. We had the halachas of Bar earlier. Here we're talking about the halachas of Eish, the last couple of Mishnayos here in the Perek. So now we have a related issue relating to David HaMelech. Vayisaved David Vayomer. These psukim are the end of Shmuel Beis in Perek of Gimel, where David HaMelech has been on the run from Shaul for a couple of prakim already. That's the whole second half of Sefer Shmuel Beis. Twice David HaMelech has the ability to kill Shaul, and he doesn't. Withholds. He says he's never going to send his hand on a Mashiach Hashem. But one of the sections there, here in Perek Chaf Gimel, is a section that is very unclear what is being discussed in the text, and that's why Chazal pick up on the fact that really David was asking something, and the answer that he was given is alluded to in the Psukim as well. So the Psukim say, reading from Sefer Shmuel Beis, Vayisaved David Vayomar, David desired. He had some type of craving. Vayomar, mi yashkeni maya mi bar beis lechem asher bashar. Who's going to give me water from the bar in beis lechem? Bashar, which is at the gate. Chazal understand that this is not just a question about water, as we'll see. But vayivku shloshes hakiborim b'machane plishtim. What happened? Three great giborim got water from the Plishtim, by Yishavu Mayim Ibar Beis Lechem, Asher Bashar, again repeated the Shar, they drew water, by Yisuv Yavi Ol David, and they brought it to David, Velo Ava Lishtosam, and David refused to drink it, by Yaseichu Sam Lashem, so David poured it out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Yomer, and he says, Chalila Li Hashem, right, far be it from me, by Asosizos, from doing this, from drinking, Hadam, Ha'anashim Ha'olchim Banafsho Sam, Velo Ava Lishtosam, Elo asu shloshes akibarim. Right, this is just like, very unusual line, just like drinking the blood. Hadam anashim aholchim b'nafshosam. The blood is like drinking the blood of the people that went to help me. V'lo av l'shosam, he didn't want to drink it. So David had some type of desire to drink, and he asked a question. He refused to drink it, and he poured it out to Hashem. Those are the psukim in the end, that unusually unclear story in that section. So now we darshan. Vayisaved David Vayomer. Let's read the psukim. Mi yashkeni mayim mibar beis lechem asher bashar v'yivku shlosh esak yibar b'machane plishtim v'yishavu mayim mibar beis lechem asher bashar v'gomer mai kami boile. What exactly was David HaMelech asking? And as we said, Chazal understood a deeper idea. The Rashba says, right here, doesn't make sense, doesn't sound like he was desiring water literally, shahar be mayim hayulo, because there was plenty of water, you see from elsewhere, ela mayim zutora, umeasher bashar b'sanhedrin kamar. The Sanhedrin are known as the ones that sit by the gate, the Sanhedrin sits at the gate of the city. So that's why the word shahar connotes Sanhedrin, mayim is Torah, and that's why what David was really asking a halachic question here when he was asking the Sanhedrin. So maikami boile, what exactly was he asking? So the Gemara has three possibilities. Number one, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Tamun Ba'ish Kami Ba'ilei. He was asking whether we hold what we hold by Tamun Ba'ish. We know that's why this Gemara is here. These are the Eish Sugyas. Tamun, something that is hidden by Eish. What is Pater for? According to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda is B'chayev on Tamun Ba'ish. So he was asking whether we are hold chayav by Tamun Ba'ish. Why? Because the context must have been, because he was going to burn up certain properties and there were hidden items in the properties. He wanted to know what the halacha was. Tamun Ba'ish. Right? Rashi says here, Maisa Ba'al Lefana, B'machane, Shesarfu Anashav Gadish Yisrael. There was a shayla that someone burns the gadish, the haystack of a Jew, v'nitzrach lishol halacha, chayav on l'shalim, kilma tmunim b'tocho. That was the kasha. Ikram Yehuda ok ikrabanan, upashtulei by the pashtulei, and they answered him whatever they answered him. Right, if they followed Rabbi Yehuda followed the Rabbanan, But that was question number one, a detail of the halacha. Number two, Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna says, no, this was the kasha. Gedishim disorim di Yisrael ha'ave, David matami plishtim behu. Remember, David was hiding out from Shaul, but that whole section at the end of Shaul Beis, he went into the Eretz Plishtim. Right, that's why at the end of Ksubas, the Gemara Darshan, that David HaMelech was lamenting that he had to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he went to the Eretz Plishtim because he was on the run. He even pretended to the king of the Plishtim that he was fighting for the Plishtim against Am Yisrael. Really, he wasn't. Really, he was going against the Plishtim in hiding. But either way, what happened here? There were Gedishim, barley piles of the Jews that in Metame Plishtim, the Plishtim were hiding in these barley piles. And what David wanted to do? He wanted to burn down these barley piles because he wanted to save his men, his soldiers. If he burns them, then the Plishtim will have to go out of their hiding spots. The Kabi Bayale, and therefore his Shaila was, is one allowed to save himself by destroying the mamon of their friend, by damaging the mamon of their friend? That's the kasha. It's known in the ethics world as Heinz dilemma, right? If somebody needs medicine or else they're going to die, are they allowed to break into the pharmacy to get the medicine? Right? That's the it's stealing, but it's saving a person's life. So that's the kashir. Can a person save themselves? B'mamon chaveiro. Answer, and they answered him, Shalchulei Aser lahatzlas b'mamon chaveiro. Really, for a regular person, for a hedyot, it would be Aser. Wow. We'll have to talk about that. Aval, ata melech, ata umelech poris lasos lo derech. But you're the king. The king has different rules. The king can do what he wants. The ein mochid biyado, and there is no preventing the king from doing what he wants. Right? Melech poris lasos lo derech. We know the king has more elastic power than anyone else. That's why the drushas Haran writes that he always has to have a second sefer Torah with him to kind of balance out the extra power that he is given by the laws of a king, by the mishpatei hamelech. And therefore, the answer was to David that it is mutter, but for you, it is aser, but for you, it is mutter. The Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rush here find it very difficult to understand the Gemara Kipshuta. Aser lahatzel asma mamon chaveiro. Person's life's in danger. There's only three averis that one is not allowed to violate. Gezel, pashtus is not one of them. Right? So how can the Gemara here say aser? Right? Not only the question, but even the answer. The answer is that it's aser lahatzel chaveiro. How can the Gemara suggest that? So that's why Tosfos and the Rush both say the Gemara is not asking that. Right? What the Gemara means, even though it's difficult to put it to the words, what the Gemara means is whether a person has to pay for it afterwards. Of course a person is allowed to use their friend's money to save their own life. Mutar lahatzel atzmo. The question is you have to pay for it afterwards. That's the shaila, because there was pikuach nefesh, I'm allowed to take it. So does that have to be paid for? Tosis. Ma'u lahatzel atzmo v'chaveiro. Iboile ichayev l'shalem kishehitzel atzmo v'bnei pikuach nefesh. Does the person have to pay? That's the shaila, not that whether it's us or not. Of course it's mutter. Or the Rush says, Aval holami boilei, ishari lemiklinu latzalas yisraelim, demilsa depshitahi, de'ein lechadavar she'omeid befnei pikuach nefesh, elashalash averos. The Rush says it beferish, right? Only the big three. Elahachi boilei, mao lemiklinu, adaita delifter mitashlubin. Can you save yourself, almanasta, you're not going to pay? So if you do that, so then it's usur, but usur doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Usur means you're going to have to pay afterwards. That is that's what the Tosfos says, that is what the Rosh says. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, but it seems like Rashi is taking the Gemara Kipshuto. Rashi, the bottom Rashi, right, it's going on a few lines from now, but Rashi says, Hoel va'usur lahasal atasma amna chaveiro. And it's not only Rashi's quote-unquote fault, it's the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't sound like Tosfos and the Rush. The Gemara sounds like Pashtus, Aser or Mutter, which would then be a Chiddush Gadol. Right? Do we really say this? Is there another day? So there are a couple of Rishonim that point in this direction, and a couple of Gemaras that seem to say this. The Meiri in 20 blot from now, the Meiri on Daf Pei later on here in Baba Kama. The Gemara there about stealing a behemoth. Daka, another case of gezel, litzarech pikuach nefesh, says the Meiri, afal pi shebemaka pikuach nefesh, chutru ho asurin lehisrapi bohem, dover she ne'esar mikoach takana, umichshash pseidas acherim, roi lahachmer babi yoser. Even though there's only the big three, says the Meiri, so that's aser mishum, causing a loss to others, so it's roi to be machmir extra for that. So what does that mean? And he quotes that story. There's a story there, Adaf Pei, which we'll have to get to. A story about somebody who was gonach milibo, which sounds like he's having a heart attack. That's what it sounds like from the Pasha of the Gemara and Rashi's shot there. And they asked the doctors, and the doctor said the only way that he can live is if he suckles directly from a goat, mishachras l'shachras, they brought a goat, and which Chazal said, you can't take these goats because they always steal from their friends. Anyway, but the Gemara there also sounds like his life's in danger. What's the issue? How can you call him a gazlan? So there are these shades of finding shitos that take this Gemara literally. The Maariv Chayis here says it's a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi that says it's not only the big three, maybe there's the big four. There's a Shita B'Kupetzes in the second Berakin Ksubis that has this Deya also, that possibly there's an extra idea. Says the Binyan Sion, one final source, the Aruch Laner in his Shuvis, Kuf Samach Zayin, says the Aruch Laner, Klal Gadol B'Torah, She'ein Mitzvah, Omeid B'Fnei Pikuach Nefesh, Chutz B'Gimel Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gilah Reis V'Shvichas Damim, those three. But that's only personal averis. That's what the big three are exceptions to. What about, though, if it's an avera that affects someone else? Saving myself with my friend's money. Dahainu. Says the Bidyos, and I didn't find that clearly. And you see, look in Baba Kaba Daf Samach, you see, it's a machlokas we showed him. He takes this machlokas as we understood it. Vashelash Ashok Far David Sanhedrin. Could I read it by Baba Kama? Vaisavu Dav, and he quotes our Gemara. The Kamiboyle Baal Hasasva Machavero. Shokhale Asur, Avalata Melech. Vakasu Shabbat Tosfus, Iboyle Chayav Shalim. Vakakas of Arush. He quotes Tosfus, then he quotes the Rush. Vihine, says the Binyan Sion. Vadai, Pirizesh al Tosfus Varush, Dachuk Ma'od. Belashra Gemara. Doesn't really fit into the language of Gemara. Delohavi le lemeimer ma'ol ha'atzalatzmo v'chaveiro. It should have said that. Evahavi le mishehitzalatzmo chayev l'shalei malo. The question is about paying afterwards. Rak shehutzrachar rishonim l'farishkeit. The rishonim reread the pashas of the Gemara because of the principle of ein davar she'omei b'fnei pikuach nefesh. But Rashi obviously doesn't feel that way. Avodas Rashi ain't okay, right? Amad Arinim Baba Kama. Ready? Quotes the Rashi that we read. Pshita le to asal haswal lechanchila to harish lo yisrefuah leman haitzila nefashes bad plishtim. Then he quotes the Parashas Drachim, the Mishnah Lamelech, and others. But you see here, he goes through, you know, exactly the svar for Rashi. Lani asaiti yish lomer liyisha shidas Rashi. How it all fits in. But this is an important discussion. Amar lahatzal atzmo, mutal hatzal atzmo. You had a couple of gemaras throughout Chas about this. The Achronim suggest that maybe, what's the svara? What's the svara for Tosfos, let's say? According to Rashi, okay, it's a chiddush gadol. But if they say the whole big three are limitations, and again, it's not like Rashi holds that way, it's just that he would interpret this gemara that way, that there is a deya out there. But Tosfos and the Rosh, so what's the question? Whether you have to pay afterwards. So what's that issue? So the Achronim suggest, maybe it's whether hutra or dechuya is how we view the hetzer pikuach nefesh. We know we have this question by tuma, we have this question by Shabbos, and we also have it here. When pikuach nefesh is doche, other averos, does that mean hutra? It's as if I didn't even do the avera, or dechuya? It's an avera that I'm allowed to do. It's pushed aside that I'm allowed to do it. A nafkamina might be whether one has to pay for it or not afterwards. If you say it was a Maisa Avera, then it was still Gezel that you have to pay for. If it wasn't even Gezel, so then it could be that one wouldn't have to pay. So that is the huge issue of Aser or Mutar Lahatzal Atzmo B'Mamon Chavero. What about if it's not Mamon Chavero, the Chashuk Yecheved has the following interesting case. What if it's Bidam Chavero? Cholash Yishpo Sakana. There's someone who is a Cholash Yishpo Sakana, and he needs dam. Zakuk ba'ofan tachuf lemanaz dam yisug mesuyam. He needs a certain blood transfusion, a certain blood type. And there's one other chola in the hospital that has this blood type, but he doesn't want to give dam. He doesn't want to give the dam. Hacholach emisareb l'chomi double atzal tefesh. Lomros shakazol tazik lebiyosu. The doctors say he's 100% fine to give it. There's no problem with giving blood. So is the rofe, is the doctor who is being metapel allowed to be ma'arim and say, I'm taking blood to do some checks on you, but meanwhile, give it to the other patient, because the other patient has pikuach nefesh, and every Jew has the losavon al damriecha, and this doctor is being mezakeh, the other patient. So he says, l'chora, halacha yiduahi, ein davar ha'omei b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Right? So it's not one of the big three, but, then he quotes our Gemara, Chazal discuss. Imisurim, Shemin Adam Lachaveiro are included in that. Gezel, Isser, Chavala. Is that also Hutter Bishubi Koach Nefesh? And he quotes that Shidibu Gubet says, Ink Subistaf Yutes, that at the day, at least according to Jeremy Mayer about Gezel, he quotes the Yerushalmi Avodazara, that the Maris Chai is here, quotes. He quotes our Binyan C, and he goes through Rashi, he goes through Tosas. This is the Sugya. This is the Sugya to discuss. So he says, Lachora, you look in the Shulchan Aruch is not possible like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos and the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat Simit Shin Nun Tes. He says, Afilu hu b'sakanas mavis v'sorach l'gzol es chaveiro, k'dei lahatzel asmo, when you have to steal from your friend, sorach shalo yikachedu, ela aldas lo shalim. You have to pay. You have to pay afterwards. So, pashas maybe, so that here too, you know, you're allowed to save your friend yourself, b'mamun chaveiro, and also you would say, hu adin, b'dam chaveiro. But is that really true? He continues a couple more pages, which we're not going to read. But he says it's not so simple, not so simple that one could take the blood. And he ends up saying here, there's also discomfort and there's pain and there's always an issue of an iser chavala. So at the end, after a couple of pages of discussions of various halachic issues, he says that. Nechlechu Rabuseinu bepikuach nefesh mamish. Whether even ben adam l'chaveiro, number one, hadoker es chaver b'machad over l'shei lavid. If somebody sticks their friend with a needle, that it's isurim of chavala and sar and bedikos l'mataras mechkar. And for sure, if it's just mechkar, you want to do some checks. Mutar lasos an ach v'rach l'achar kabbalas reshus mi'anivdak. But in this case, he's noted not to, because it's not simply just Mamon Chavero here. There are other issues involved, as maybe our instinct would have told us. But either way, this is an interesting halachic issue, and we will leave it for now. We will continue. But that was all question number two, that Rav Huna said, that David HaLach was asking in these psukim. So now we continue with number three. V'rabbanan v'itema Rabba Bar Mari Amru Gedishin de Saorin de Yisrael Havu. There were piles of barley of the Jews. V'gedishin de Adashim de Plishtim Havu. And there were also piles of lentils of the Plishtim. And the Bnei Yisrael, David HaMelech's men, wasn't all the Jewish people there, it was David HaMelech and his men, a couple hundred men, were fighting against the Plishtim, and they were starving, and their animals needed food also. The Kamiboilu, and David HaMelech sent the question to ask, Ma'u li to gedishim shel sa'orim di Yisrael, li tein lefnei behemto, can David take other people's property? I'm going to take these because this is what animals eat, right? Animals eat seorim. As we know, that's called Meichel Behema, as we know from the Karban Sota, right? Seorim, I'm going to give that. And then I'll pay back the adashim that I'm going to find. Again, all of this is somewhat hefker. No, it's a shas melchama. It's a spoils of war. So that is the question. So Shochalei, he said back to him, Chavo Yashiv Rasha Gzeli Yishalim. Afa pisha gzela mishalim rashahu, meaning it's usher. What is Allah to do this again? Miikir hadin avalat hamelachata umelat poreitz laasos lo derech vein mochin biyado. No, you have to try to figure out another way to feed one's animals. But you're the king; you can do whatever you want. So those are the three days. What David HaMelech was asking, was he asking about taman va'ish? Was he asking about mutter asal asal mechavero? Or was he asking? I want he wants to feed his animals, or his men's animals, in a way that he will be mishalim afterwards from the property of Akub, who are they fighting a war against. So Bishlam Alamanda Amar, so now we're going to ask a couple of questions before we ask the Svara. Bishlam Alamanda Amar, La'ach Lufe, fine, according to the opinion of La'ach Lufe, the third opinion that he wanted to switch one for the other, Haino Desiv Chadkra, that's why one of the psukim, Sevat Hisham Chalkas Asadim Malaya Adashim, Fixiv Chadkra, and there's another pasuk, we know many stories in Sefer Shmuel and Malachim are paralleled in Divrei Hayamim. The same story is written, but with different details. And sometimes major sections are left out that only appear in Divrei Hayamim. Different reasons are given, but here this different story appears with a detailed difference. In Shmuel it says Malaya Adashim, v'ksev chadkra v'di chalkas asadeh Malaya Saorim. So was it barley or lentils? So according to question number 3, so we understand. But according to the one who says, number 2, it was about burning them down in order to get the plishtim out. What are the two psukim talking about? Barley and lentils. What are the two psukim meant? So Amar Lacha, to have a nami, condition, badashim Israel, to have a matari bu plishtim. They happen to be both. Right? They happen to be both piles of a grain that they were hiding in. The plishtim were hiding in lentil grain, in lentils, and in barley. So, one place it says one place it says the other. But that's all. That's nothing meant to be medayik from it. So, Mishnah Malamanta Amar, next question. Mishnah Malamanta Amar, Lemikli, second to last line. Fine, according to the one who says, number 2. Answer, question number 2. That it was, the question was about burning down the piles to get to the plishtim inside. Right, and he saved the stalks. Right, that's what it means, that he didn't burn it. Right, that's the Rashi that we're being medayik in, that last one now. Shelo yisrafua. His answer was, he did something and he saved the stalks, he didn't do it, and that's what was the Hatzalah was. Elamat amr lach lufe, ma vayatzilah. But according to the third opinion of, he wanted to switch. So what did he save here? What's the Hatzalah? The lo shavek lo lechlufe means that he didn't switch. He saved the ones that he was going to destroy instead of taking the other ones that he was going to switch them with. Fine. Bishlo bahani tarti hadot tisimtrei kroi. According to both of these opinions, question number 2 and question number 3, we understand why there are two psukim now. El alaman da amar, taman ba'esh kami boile, ma'i boile kroi. But what about question number 1? If the question was about taman ba'esh, so what does one talk about lentils, one talk about barley, what's our issue? So, amar lacha, taman v'chad mehana kami boile. The first opinion must hold that he asked them two questions. He asked the Sanhedrin the Tamun questions, and he asked the Sanhedrin one of the other questions. Tamun v'chadamei hanakami boilei. Fine. Bishlam alamanta amar hani tarti. According to the one who says the second or the third question, hainu dechsiv v'lo ava David l'shtosam, David, as we read the psukim, even though David got the answer of, he's a king, and it's mutter for him, he didn't want to partake. He didn't want to drink. Amar. Kivan, Deika, Isura, Lonichali, since there is an Isra involved, there would be an Isra Lagabe Ahedyot. So even though I'm the king and I have the answer, I don't want to act differently. So therefore, I am not going to drink it. So you understand that according to answer 2 or 3. Elamanda Amar, Tamun Ba'esh Kami Ba'ilei, but according to the first question, that he was asking about Tamun Ba'esh, so why was he Machmir? Michti, Gemarahu Deshal Chulei. Right? They sent him the Misora that we paskin, let's say, like the Rabbanan. So Milo Avadavilishtosam. So why didn't David want to partake? If he got the answer that halacha was as such, so what would be the problem of partaking? Delo amrinu mishmayhu. It doesn't mean that he didn't partake. It just means that he did not say it in the name of the people that brought him the message. Even though we usually have a principle of kol adav omer davar b'shem amru mevi gula la'olam, David didn't do that. He didn't say it in the names of those who brought in this message. Omar, because he says, Kach makubalni mibeis dino shal Shmuel haramasi. I have a mesora from Shmuel, right, the one who anointed me. Kol hamoser atzma lamusal divrei Torah, anyone who is moser nefesh in an inappropriate way, someone who risked their lives for divrei Torah, ain omrim davar alacha bishmo, that you don't repeat it in their name. Why? What does this mean here? So a couple of suggestions given. The Maharsha here says, based on what we just said, Kala Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro, Mevi Gula La'olam. But Hashem, or according to this Chazal, would not want to bring Gula through these people because they took unnecessary risks. And therefore, he wouldn't want to bring Gula. Nira Bazeh, says the Maharsha, to Kala Omer Dabar B'Shem Amro, Mevi Gula La'olam. The Elu Shesamchu Al Hanes, Leilech B'Makam Sakanas Nefashos, Ain Roy Lasos Nes for Geula Yedeim. They were Samechan and Nes. Hashem's not interested in using those people for Geula. The Avagav the Shluchim Mitzvah Ida Nizokin Hechad the Shchicha Zeka Shiny Kedamrina Beperakama Dipsachim. So number 1 says the Marsha, cause usually Homer Dav Shimamro was maybe Geula, and here he didn't want to bring Geula through them because they risked their lives in an inappropriate fashion. The Ben Yehoyada, has another fascinating idea. The Ben Yehoyada says here that what is the idea of repeating Davar B'Shem Amro? That would mean even, let's say somebody passes on, let's say a tzaddik was nifter already, when we say a davar b'shem amro, so then, as the Gemara says, sifsosav dovavos bekever, his lips are talking in the grave, which means even after he's in olam haba, he's in olam hazeh. Even in olam hazeh, he is still getting schar and alive in olam hazeh. Says the Ben Yoyada, these people obviously don't care about their olam hazeh. They risked it in an inappropriate fashion, and therefore, if they're not, they don't care about their olam hazeh, then David HaMelech says, I'm not going to be mosif their olam hazeh. Nibsa, he says, al yidei haTorah zoche b'chaim shel olam haba b'muktam yoser. He says, it works in both ways. If somebody learns Torah, then they'll go to olam haba quicker. After they die, they won't have any limbo period of having to pay for their sins because the Torah protects, and also they'll stay in olam hazeh longer because if so sav dovos bekever. So he says if these people didn't focus on the halacha of v'chai bahem, nimsa ein odarish pasuk v'chai bahem al chai olam hazeh de'etzlo ein chai olam hazeh chashuvim klum el odarish le al chai olam habadafka imkein lefis svaraso de'ein chai olam hazeh chashuv klum l'chein ein omrim davar shmua mipiv ba'olam hazeh. You don't say that. Fascinating. Ki masha omrim shmua mipiv kadei sheyehe nechshav chai ba'olam hazeh gam l'achar p'tiraso v'zeh de'ein chai olam hazeh chashuvim be'inav klum lo yizke l'kach. And he quotes other related issues. So the Marsha, yeah, the Ben Yoyada, the Netziv in one of his writings, and the Kidbas Eimek also discusses this as well. But again, it must have been a context of inappropriate Mesiras Nefesh. We find many times in the Gemara, though, you know, one might ask, there were greats that were Mosa Nefesh. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, right, as we have in Mesechus Avodah Zarah, he was Makel Kihilos Barabim. So maybe there's a difference at a time of Shas Hashmad. This wasn't Shas Hashmad. This was just David HaMelech on the run from Sheol. So you have to answer that to figure out how those other stories work out. Let's just finish, and then I'll make one more comment. Says the Gemara now, Vayaseh Chosam Hashem. Remember the pasuk that we read? He gets it. He doesn't want to partake of it. So he pours it out to Hashem. Pours out the water to Hashem, which now we said means Torah. So Bishlam Alaman Damar Haini Tarti, if you say like the second and the third opinion, you understand, we understand what does it means, Mishum Dava L'Shem Shemayim. He did it L'Shem, meaning that because there was an Isser involved for Hedyot, even though he had the Heter of a Melech, he was Machmir L'Shem Shemayim, he didn't want to be above anyone else. According to the first opinion, Taman Ba'esh, so what is not using it, how is that a L'Shem Shemayim Chumrah? The Amrinu Mishpat de Gemara. No, it doesn't mean that he poured it out Lashem, as we said, but it means that he poured it out, he spread it out. He spread it out in the name of the Mesorah. This is the Mesorah, this is the Halacha, he spread out, he poured out this Psak to everyone to tell them what the Halacha is by Tamun Ba'esh. That's what it means, again, not literally. One final point before we continue, another question of being machmer in this case of lo avel l'shtosam. So there was a story, Sheila, again, the Chashige Chemed, the second and final one of the day. Sheila, Maisa Bavri Talmud Chacham, there was a Shomer Shabbos person, an Avrich that was going on a plane, and he was flying, and he had ordered kosher food, and somehow the Hazmanah, the reservation didn't work. There happened to be another Jew sitting next to him, and he was not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but he had ordered a kosher meal, right? He was a Mesorati kind of, so he had ordered a kosher meal, but he saw this person, it was a long flight to Mexico, it says, he wouldn't have had anything to eat. So he says, don't worry about it. He, the non-Shomer Shabbos person, takes the non-kosher meal, gives his kosher meal to the Avrech and says, fine, eat it, it's fine. And then he goes, Rachman al-Islam, and goes to eat and he eats the non-kosher meal. And now the Shomer Shabbos person is thinking to himself, am I allowed to eat this? Am I allowed to eat this? So I got it from him, but he was going to eat it. Now he ate not kosher because of me. He was saying, no, 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 don't do it, don't do it. He says, no, I'm not going to eat that because then you're not going to have anything to eat. So he wouldn't eat it. So is that appropriate? That he, the Shomer Shabbos person, now wasn't going to eat it. So says the Chashige Chemed, Me'ikar Adin, he's allowed to eat it. Why? Because the other guy already ate the non-kosher food. If it was about preventing him, then for sure you're not allowed to. But once you eat the non-kosher food, so you know what's going to happen with this food that's left over? It's going to go to the garbage. So me'ikar din is mutter. But probably it's a kiddush shem shamayim for not eating it. Because he'll remember next time that this Shomer Shabbos person cares so much about his own ruchnius, his, meaning his friend's ruchnius, that he wouldn't eat it. That'll make an impression. Just like David HaMelech. Here, Chalili Me'asosos. Why? Because he says, there's smacks of some Isser, right? And that's what he says, Kiva Diki Isura, even though not Mitzido, he's a Melech. But Kiva Diki Isura, Lo Nichali. So that's exactly what happened with David HaMelech, and that's what the Chashuk HaChabedir discusses in that case. It's a good idea not to eat it either. Okay, let's continue now with the next Mishnah here in Hakones. A couple of Mishnahs here left over still in this parak. Says the Mishnah, Avra Geder, still talking about Esh, right? We spoke about Bor in the previous parak, and now we're talking a lot of discussions of Esh. Avra Geder, Shugavoa, Dalet Amos. If somebody built a fire in their own rishus and then it spread, but it spread in a way that was very unexpected. So it spread over a fence that was 4 amos high. O derech harabim, or it spread across a major area. Derech harabim. O nahar, or a river. Went across a river, putter. So the mavir is putter in that case because he couldn't have expected this to occur. Says the Gemara Vatanya Avra Gather Shu Gavo Abra Amos Chayiv. We have another Bryson that says Dalan Amos Chayiv. So how can the Mishnah say if it went over a Gather, a fence of 4 amos putter, the Bryson says Chayiv. So Amara Papa, it depends how you measure. Tana Didon Kachashiv Milamala Lamata. Our Tana is going from up to down. Shesh Amos putter. Chamesh Amos putter. Ad Arba Amos putter. 4 amos are also putter. It's going 6-5-4, but adva ad bechlal, 4 amos would also be putter. It's going 6-5-4. Tana bra, milamata lamalaka chashiv. The brisa though is going from low to up. Shte amos chayiv. Shalosh amos chayiv. Ad arba amos chayiv. Up until 4 amos chayiv, but adva lo ad bechlal. And therefore 4 amos would be putter. So the question is how the perspective is. Going up or going down. Viter. Amar Rava Dalet Amos Sha'amru Depater Afilu Beste Kotzim. The 4 amos that the Mishnah says, if it's 4 amos high, it's pater, even if it's going into a field of thorns, which is very combustible and very easily lit on fire, still, if one has that level fence in between, that's all that he is responsible for. Amar Rav Papa Umisvas Kotzim Alamala Dalet Amos. You have to have 4 amos above the level of the kotzim in that field. Right? It can't be from the ground. Above the level of the kotzim in the field, that's where it has to be 4 amos from. Amarav, a limitation on our Mishnah. Lo shanu ela bekolachas. When do we say that these are enough? The derech harabim, or the fence of 4 amos. You have all these limitations only by a certain type of fire. Kolachas. A fire that goes up. Rashi. Eish shekoleach mitamer v'ole lamala. The fire that you created goes, it's an up and down fire. It is a vertical fire. So that's unexpected to go across these areas. Aval b'nichfefes. But if it's a fire of nichfefes, which is what? Which is a horizontal fire. Rashi. Sheharuach mata otza v'kofel etzadin u'mafsik ha'shalheves v'doleges. It's flying all over the place. Right, nechfefes. So afilu mea amachayev, if that's what you see you have created, then even 100 amos wouldn't be enough, and one would be responsible for that. That is Rashi Pshat, that it's talking about the fire. If you look at Tosfos says it's talking about the geder. It's talking about the fence, a different pshat, because maybe Tosfos is bothered. After all, a fire could turn into any type of fire once you lit it. So, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, will go with Rashi. Ushmuel amar masisa benechfefes. No, Shmuel says, no, the Mishnah's limitations are even by the Nechfefes, the wild fire. But Kolachas wouldn't even need this. Even less than that would be Pater, because you would assume it would go out quickly. Tanya Kavasi de Rav, support of Rav, Ba'medra Murim B'Kolachas, Ava B'Nechfefes, Ve'etzim Mitzuyim La, if it's a Chfefes, and there is a wood to be able to, timber, to be able to light it, Afilu Admea Mil Chayiv. Avinar Oshlulis Shem Rechavim Ches Amos Pater. But if it passed over a river or a water ditch that was 4-8 Amos wide, that is very unexpected, and that would be Pater. Fine. So that is all in terms of the fence. Derech Harabim. The Mishnah said Derech Harabim. Man Tana Amar Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer He. Ditzan Rabbi Eliezer Omer. In the Brice, Rabbi Eliezer says Sheish Esri Amos Kederech Rishus Harabim. If you have a 16 Amos in between Derech Rishus Harabim, that is Mafsik. Lechora, one doesn't need not 100% clear, but one doesn't read all the restrictions and definitions of regular Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Hilchas Shabbos for this. This is just about the distance in between the 16 Amos. But we know there are other ingredients that go into a definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Hilchas Shabbos. If you look in the beginning of Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Chelek about Erevin. Most of it, Erevin and Rosh Chodesh at the end, but the Shin Mem Hei, that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the four Rishuyos of Shabbos, Shabbos Davav and Erevin Davav, right? That's where it's discussed in the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch says, just as a summary, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, there are four Rishuyos, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, Malkam Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch goes through each one. What is the definition of Rishus HaYachid? Makam mukaf bechitzas gavoas asar atvachim, 10 tefachai walls, the yesh bo, arba atvachim al arba atvachim, o yoser, the minimum area inside is 4x4 atvachim, or if you have a chritz, you have a ditch going down, 4, because then you would say, it's as if the walls go up. Either way, that's first to discuss Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But we're going to go to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Sif Zayin. Ezehu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What is the definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So Argamar mentions one ingredient. That's all that's needed for the Hezek. But there are others. Rechovos Ushvakim Harachavim Sheish Esrei Ama. So that's ingredient number one. It has to be 16 Amos wide. The Einam Mekorim. And they are not roofed. Where do you learn this from? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, D'alfinan midigle midbar, based on the Gemara. Where you learn it out from the midbar. Shemakam hilucha agalos hayamachzak sheish esrei ama. Right, the agalos, the agalos, you have to have, the Gemara works out all the math. You have two that are next to each other, that you load from one to the other, 16 amos wide. V'alkei nemayapachos vizeh ashir, eino rishus harabim min haTorah ela karmelis. If it is not 16 amos wide, it is not a rishus harabim daraisa, which is crucial as we know, because one can only build an eriv, what we call an eriv, in a place which is not a rishus harabim daraisa. If it's a rishus harabim daraisa, no eriv can be built. So you have to know how to get something down from a rishus harabim daraisa to a drabanan. So a street that is not 16 amos wide, nothing to talk about, and Einam Mekurim, it is not roofed. Again, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tadiches, it can't be roofed. The Ein Lahem Choma, and there aren't walls around. The Vafil Yeshlam Choma, even if there is a wall, Im Heim Mefulashim Yishar Lashar, Vein Dal Sosam Neulos Balayla, if it's totally open, it doesn't have closed doors at night, Have Rishus Harabim. Those are some of the ingredients. Then comes the controversial one, the Yesh Omrim. The Shulchan Aruch even has this as a Yesh Omrim, right? It's not agreed upon, Machlokes, how to understand the Gemara. This is Rashi Shita, and Pashas is the Rosh Shita. It's not Tosas Shita, the Yesh Omrim. Dekal She'en Shisha Rebo Over Bo B'chol Yom, Eino Rosh Hashanah Rabim. 600,000 people traveling there daily. Does that mean all together during the year? Does it mean every single day? Even if you have this opinion, even if you have this ingredient, it's not clear what it means. Mishnah Berurah, Svira Lahu, Degam Lazeba Inan Dumya Dedigle Midbar, Shayushishim Rebo, Va'af Shayasham Od Erev Rab, and Asha Vataf. It was 2 million, it wasn't 600,000. Velochashvina El Mashanimsa Bakasa Beferish, Shalinian Halacha, Dasa Machaber, Dekasa Deazu Rak Mashem Yesh Omrim, Mashba de la Halacha Lo Svira Lake, Mashba that you don't need this, Mikra Din. Mikal Makom says the Mishnah Berurah, We can't be moche against those who are mekel using this kula. Why did deyazu kein lo das yichidahi? It's not just a das yachid, as he quotes 15 different rishonim in the Bir Halacha that also hold to this opinion. So even though lechatchila he says maybe don't rely on this, but Baal Nefesh Yachmer La'atzmo, as he says, to try not to rely on this. He quotes that from the Beis Meir and the Chayi Adam and others. But this is a huge discussion in the Bir Halacha. He is bothered, the Mishnah Berurah, about B'chol Yom. 600,000 people, fine. But B'chol Yom, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chipasti B'chol HaBishonim Ha'omdi B'shita Zu V'lo Nizkar B'divrayim T'nai Zeh. Doesn't say it has to be that day. Rakshi Mitzuyim Shom Shishim Ribo, right? So he goes through that detail of that sheet up is a little more difficult. Okay, let's continue now. But that's a little bit about Rishus Harabim de Oraisa. Oh, Nahar, first wide line. So, or if a river is in the middle, that also is Mafsik. Rav Amarnar Mamish, Rav says, literally a river, if a river's in the middle, so that's when he's not responsible for his ace. Ushmuel Amar Arisa de Daloy. Shmuel says more, it's more of an area, not a river, but a place where people go down to get water, some type of irrigation ditch. Manda Amar Nahar Mamish, according to the opinion that says, Nahar Mamish Avagav Delakamaya. Even if it's a river bed, because that also should stop, even if there's not actually water there. Manda Amar Arisa de Daloy, if you say it's the place where people get water, Yisbe Maya in, Avalesbe Maya lo, then it's literal. It's not Hassam. So let's see if we can compare Hilchas Nezikin to another area of Halacha. Hilchas Peah, the second Mishnah in Peah. The first one is Elu Dvarim, as we say in the morning. But the second Mishnah, the Elu Mafsik in Lepeah. The following items are Mafsik Lepeah. If these items are in the middle of my field, then I have to give two different Peahs, leaving the corner of my field for the Aniyim. The Elu Mafsik in Lepeah, Hanachal, if somebody has if there's a river going through. Right, Rashi says, Nachal, Sadim Mikan, Sadim Mikan, V'Nachal Amok Be'emsa. Right, again, sounds like it might not be literally the river, but at least a riverbed. Hashalulis. Shalulis, we'll see what that is. V'derach hayachid v'derach harabim. Derach hayachid, 4 amos wide. Derach harabim, 16 amos wide. Rashi says. So, these are mafsik. My shalulis. What does shalulis mean? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, makom shemek shavim sholim sham. It's a place where there's huge puddles. Right, where the rain gathers. Where rain gathers, that's where the rain gathers. It's a low point where the rain goes down to. Rabbi Bi'am, Rabbi Yochanan, Amas Hamayim, Shemechaleka Shlal Agafeha. No, it is an Amas Hamayim. It's like an aqueduct that is Mechalek Shalal, that gives over its Shalal, its bounty, La'agafeha, to its to the sides. Meaning it's like an aqueduct of water that waters the fields on opposite sides. Manda amar makom shemek shavim sholim sham kol shegen amas hamayim. If you hold that a shalulis is the place where the river gathers, surely amas hamayim, which is even a greater mafsik. Umanda amar amas hamayim. But if you say amas hamayim is what breaks up for peah, avol makom shemek shavim sholim sham lo mifsiku. But the place where the rain gathers, maybe that wouldn't be a hafsik. Why? Tahanu ba'agni da'arim mikru. Those are just, you know, nooks in the ground that are normally there, part of fields, but it's not called a hefsik, and therefore that wouldn't be mafsik for pay. Good. Next Mishnah. Hamalik batok shalo ad kama tavar adleika. If somebody lights a fire in their field, how far distance do they have to leave from the edge of their field in order not to be responsible, and they can assume that the fire is not going to spread? Rashi says here again, like Rob said earlier, we're talking about kolachas, right, where it's a fire that goes straight up. If it's a fire that goes across, then there's no limitation. But in the case of kolachas, so what is the limit? Amada b'do shalo ad kama tavar adleika. Blazer ben Azarya Omer roen oso kiluhu be'emsa beiskur. Half a base kor. That's as much. Rabbi Elazar Omer tezayin amos k'derek moshes harabim. Rabbi Elazar says 16 amos till your gvul. Rabbi Akiva Omer chamishim amos. Four opinions. Rabbi Shimon Omer shalemi shalem amaviras abeira hakol lefi hadleika. We assume Rabbi Shimon is saying there's no limit. In every case that you light a fire, you are going to be responsible. We'll have to see if that's true, but that's how the Gemara is going to understand Reb Shimon at first. The Rashi has an important comment. The Rashi says here in Siman Yud Gimel, all these limitations are only where you are madlik b'toch shelcha. But if you lit b'toch shelcha vercha, then you are chayiv no matter what, even if it spreads in an unusual way. Yireh, Siman Yud Gimel, dafka b'shelo nasnu shir, aval bil shelcha vero, kivan d'shelo b'shus hidlik, lo nasnu shir. There is no shir. If you already light it in your friend's field, there is no shir given. The Minchas Chinuch picks up on this rush. The Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Eish, mitzvah nun vav, we know the Avos Nezikin are all counted as mitzvahs. Again, not every mitzvah is something that we want to do. It's a mitzvah upon Bezdin to judge cases of Eish. So right in the first piece, Simin mitzvah nun vav, os aleph. He says, v'dafka shlo hirchik karaui, avalim hirchik kashir shel tuchal zera lavor patur umakem bidei shemayim uvedas harosh umuva baga. He quotes it. It's quoted. This Arash is quoted in the Ramah. The shirachaka dafke midlik b'toch shelo. But if he was mad b'toch shel chaveiro, there's no limitation. V'lachora nira d'lav dafke midlik b'shel chaveiro v'avra ha'ish b'rachok v'sarap b'mono shel zesh shidlik b'chateiro. The Minchas Chinuch just asks to the Rosh, not only if Reuven lights a fire in Shimon's field and it damages Shimon's stuff, is he going to be chayiv? Ela afilu, even if Reuven lights in Shimon's field and then Shimon, it goes to Levi's field, that also is going to be chayev, because the ikar is that he lit shalom b'rishus. El afilu sarf shalish acher, chayev afilu bahar chaka, kiva telo hayelo rishus lasos havara, ke nira mistimas divrehem. I think that's what the Rosh and the Torah and the Ramah would hold, not only what it does to the Nizak, but also what it does to anybody's property, because he didn't have the rishus to light it. Fine. Says the Gemara, v'lesle l'rib shimin shira b'dleika. Well, Reb Shimon does not have any limitations. How we understand Reb Shimon is that he's chayav for every fire. He has no limitations, but for hatznan. But we learned it again, a different context. Lo yamid adam tanur b'toch habayis. A person is not allowed to put an oven, a major oven, into his house. Ela imkein yeshal gabo gova dalet amos. He has to have at least 4 amos height, enough space for the smoke, for everything else that comes out of the oven, or else it's going to damage what's on top. If you're putting it on an upper floor, the floor under it has to be at least 3 tefachim deep, or else it's going to cause damage above, below. And who could protest? Rashi says the Bnei Ha'ir could protest. Tosfos says it's the other person in the apartment. Either way. Ubekira tefach, and akira, which is a smaller type of oven, so you at least need a tefach. Vim hizik, but if you did distance the area that you were supposed to, the Mishnah seems to say, Mishalei Mashi Hizik. You still pay. You were allowed to do it. Right, like we had this earlier back on Daf Lamed. So you're allowed to throw some stuff into Rosh Hashanah, but you're still going to have to pay for it if it does damage. So here, even if you did what you were supposed to do, Mishalei Mashi Hizik, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Lo Namru Shirun, hello, Elav Shiv Hizik, Patim L'Shalim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's the whole point of the Shirun. If you follow that halacha, you're going to be Pater. So you see, in terms of Nezek by an oven, Rav Shimon has limitations, so why by Eish here he doesn't? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. You're right, we misunderstood Rav Shimon. Hakol lefi gova hadleika. It means that you can't give a shear about, 16 amos, half a base core. No, it all depends by how big the fire is. That's what Rav Shimon means. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha grebi Shimon. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha grebi Shimon. There's no specific objective distance. It all depends on the size of the fire. Fine. Last Mishnah for today. Hamadlik es hagadish v'hayubok helim bedalku. Here's the source for Tamun, one of the sources. Somebody lights a fire, lights somebody else's gadish, and there were kalim inside. Vidalku, and they were burned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishalei Mashi Besocho. Right, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Chiyuv Tamun Ba'esh. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to pay for what was inside. V'chachamim Omerim Eino Mishalim El Gadish Shel Chitim Shel Se'orim. Rechamim say no, he only pays for the Gadish, meaning Ptur Tamun. But as we'll see, the Chachamim are mean to say that you have to view as if this was a whole Gadish of Chitim, meaning even the space that had the Kalim that you're Pater for, but you have to view it as if there was Chitim in there, and pay for that amount. Good. Haya gedi kafus lo ve'evet samach lo. We've had this a couple of times already. Let's say a person lights a gedish on fire. There was a goat that was tied up right next to it. Ve'evet samach lo, and an evet that was next to it, and they were both burned. V'nisra v'imo, chayev yirchayev. Why? Because the evet should have run away. You're not chayev misa for the evet. The evet is a bardas, and you're chayev for the gedish and for the gedi. Evet, Rashi has 2 days here, whether it's literally Gedi Kafus, is literally it has to be Kafus. Do we assume that a Gedi should have run away too if he wasn't Kafus? That's 2 days here in Rashi. But either way, the Iker for us is the Evet. Evet Kafus lo v'gedi samach lo, but if there's an Evet that was tied up, v'gedi samach lo v'nisra v'ima pater, then you're pater because of killing v'drama minei. You're chayim misa for killing the Evet, and for everything else, you are pater because of kimlei b'drama minei. Even if there was no hasra, there's still chayim misa shogegin is also going to pater the mamun. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a chiv of tamun. The chachamim agree, but madak has a bira. If you light a house on fire or a tower on fire, well, there's obviously stuff inside. in a haystack, you don't assume there are things inside. That's unusual. But if you light something that it's normal for people to keep things inside, like a tower or a house, then the Chacham agree. It's normal for people to put things there. So it could be viewed that that's not tamun. Tamun, you don't look at literally as hidden. Something that is normally put there, maybe that's not called hidden. That's not called tamun. It's not that the Chachamim agree that you're chayav for tamun in this case, but that's not called tamun. Period. Amar of Kahana. So we're about to see what is this machlokas about. Day number one. Amar of Kahana. Machlokas b'madlik b'toch shalov alchav alchav b'toch shal chaveira. The whole machlokas, whether there's a patur tamun ba'esh, is only, this is similar to what the Rush said before, is only if you lit in your own rishus and it spread. Rabbi Yehuda Machayel aniske tamun ba'esh, Rabbanan Patri. Aval b'madlik b'toch shal chaveira. But if a person lit in their friend's rishus, so then, divrei akol mishalim kol ashe besocho. So then, you have to pay even on tamu. The chum agree to that. Why is that? Rashi says, havi kima'abed biyadayim. It's like adam hamazik. Sounds like. An adam hamazik doesn't have a patur of tamun. So if you light a fire in your friend's rishus, so then there's no patur of tamun. Amar le rava, really? Ihachi, if that's true, adatani seifa. So instead of the seifa saying, modem chachamim le rabbi Yehuda, b'malik asabir shem mishalim kol ma'ashe b'socha, shkein derech b'nei adam laniach b'batim, instead of saying, chachamim agree by a house, liflok with a sivadida, be mechalik within the same factors, without bringing something new in. B'med, d'var ma'mur b'malik b'toch shalo, v'holcha v'olcha b'toch shal chavero. That's where there's a machlok. It's all b'malik b'toch shal chavero, tibriya kol mishalim kol ma'ashe b'socha. Right, so why don't you say within the first case, right? B'to shal chaveiro. So the El Amar Rava. So Rava argues on Rav Kahana. B'tarti pligi. Really, they argue about both. Pligi b'malik b'to shalo. They argue if they do go down one level. B'to shal chaveiro, but there's a double machlokas. If they like b'to shal shalo, v'chal alch b'to shal chaveiro. That's the regular machlokas. Review the machayev atamun bo'esh. Rabbanan tzavi lo machayev. So if Reuben lights in his rishus and it spreads, that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. Upligi nami, but there's another machlokas. B'malik b'shel chaveiro. If they light, if Reuben lights in his friend's field, there's still a machlokas. The Rabbi Yehuda savar mishad kol mashe b'socho b'afilu arnekir. Rabbi Yehuda still says your chayev atamun bo'esh. Even unusual items that shouldn't have been in there for abundance, Avri, the abundant there are a little more machmir, like Rabbi Yehuda, but not across the board. Kalim should darken lahatmin begadish kugon morigi uklei baker udemishalim. Items that are normally hidden in the haystack, like shovels, like pitchforks, so that they would agree that you're chayev because their responsibility is a little higher because they lit in their friend's field. Kalim she'ed darken lahatmin begadish. But items that are not usually there, they would still say pater even if you lit in your friend's field. But that's the double machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tana Rabbanan. B'Hashem, next time we pick up with the last Amud of Akones, and we get into the world of Perek Merubah. We'll stop here.